Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to brighten your day, or else you're just a real stick in the mud. Joining me today is the intelligent host, Carrie Jones, a New York and international best-selling author of young adult and children's books.
And the guy talking right now is Sean. Sean is a former cop, but now he's not, and now he's a private business owner who does a podcast. So this podcast is about writing tips and life tips and trying to make your life and your writing a little bit better. We always start with a random thought that's completely and obviously unscripted. And then what do we move on to, Sean Kelly?
Then we move on to a writing tip of the pod. And after that, it's a dog tip for life. And then we might try to sell something.
And the podcast stars not just us, the humans, but also Sparty, the little dog, rescue dog of awesome.
Say something, Sparty. Hey, good job.
And also Gabby, the big white dog of privilege. So join us, share us, review us. Maybe you'll learn something, but you will probably laugh.
Hopefully, at least you laugh.
The end. Random thought in the car. We're a little cranky, so I'm just gonna warn you that this may be bad.
Can we do that?
No.
Stuffy.
I can't even do it.
Alright, I'll do it. Welcome to Random Thoughts in the Car. Today, Sean and Carrie are traversing down Route 3 in Bar Harbor, Maine. Soon, thanks to viewers like you, our listeners, we will actually be talking and discussing about what, Sean?
I don't know.
No, you gotta keep it up, man.
I don't know how to do it.
Children's book literature.
We were just listening to a very popular station on the radio. It's called OQS. So.
What's that? OQS.
Figure it out.
I'm never gonna figure that out.
OQS. It was like in the Space Odyssey. What was it? 2001 Space Odyssey. The computer's name was Hal.
Yeah.
H-A-L.
Yeah.
Well, H-I-A-B-L-M. The big thing was Hal was an acronym for IBM.
Yeah, I don't know what your letters were an acronym for, though.
Oh, okay. Well, mine was backwards.
Oh, my God.
O-N-O-Q-P-Q-S-R-S. NPR. Anyways.
Oh! And this is why we don't have an intellectual podcast. Oh my gosh. Because I'm too stupid.
You're not stupid.
So hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I'll see you now. You're feeling better already.
So we were listening to a program. And.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me lose my appetite.
It made Sean lose his appetite. I made him eat a vegetarian falafel sandwich today.
Alright, maybe eating is what made me lose my appetite.
Oh, no.
To be fair.
He ate the whole thing.
No, because I got full, so therefore my appetite was gone.
Do you know why you got full?
Because I ate.
Because vet. Because vegetarian food is filling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good for you.
It was good.
And it's good because you don't kill any animals.
I didn't knock it at all, did I?
No.
If I would have had a little sauce to put on. Wait, a condiment. If I would have had a condiment to put on it, because the falafel was like eating dust balls. It was so dry. It was tasty, but dry. What's wrong?
You're just so negative, man.
Oh, no. It was a good wrap. It was a wrap. I really enjoyed the crunchy vegetables.
I think this is a boring random thought.
Well, it started out good, and then we died off.
Why did we die off, man?
I don't know. Maybe because traffic is at a standstill. Mm. Due to the never-ending construction and road construction on Mount Desert Island. You gonna say anything? Jeez. It's like, okay. Carrie's dying breath. Oh, green.
Oh, man.
Get him, Gabby.
That was Gabby, the dog, who's also in the car right now. All right, so let's get this back on track here.
Okay, baby.
All right, so is that Dustin Tierney? Oh, I can't say that name aloud, can I?
You just did, but it's not him.
All right.
It doesn't matter. He didn't say anything bad.
Okay.
So keep rolling. All
right.
Or you can stop it when you start over.
All right, we're still in the car, and it's a random thought time in the car. We were just having another random thought that I labeled not NPR, which I found hysterically funny. And Sean said, not on the random thought, but prior to it, that he thinks NPR gives liberals a bad name. Yeah. Would you like to say why that is, Shawnee?
Because it's like a radio station of sheer pretentiousness. Sound ultra intellectual if I'm going to be on NPR.
Oh, that car's turning. So
what I think. Is that what that flashing light means? That red flashing light?
I think the Dodge Ram looks like satanic, that emblem.
It does.
There's
it
a Dodge
like
Ram
the,
in front of us.
What do you call that?
Satan. The devil.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so anyways, when you're listening to NPR, there's certain things you'll always hear. You'll always hear, like, what sounds like Creative Commons music that isn't as cool as ours. And you're like, oh, couldn't they bust out some money or, like, actually do a good search and get some good music to end the program? Well, unless they're a music program and then they do have good music. You always hear the awkward host laugh. Every time.
That's like fake laugh, right?
And then you always hear on the call-in shows, okay, we have a caller. Julie is from Winslow, Maine. Julie, did you have a question for our speakers? And then the caller always sounds either A, really effing full of themselves, like, yes, I am Julie, and I am brilliant, and I have a very good caller question, and I'm going to cite this and this and this with a footnote here. And then, like, they try to, like, get the you know, the people, the participants on the show all, like, discombobulated.
Like, I'm smarter than you are.
Yeah, you have the I'm smarter than you are caller.
Yeah.
But then you also have the I am so scared that I'm on the radio caller. Yes, and they're always like, okay, I've recently been rereading the lore. Laura Ingalls Wilde's book. And then you also have the obvious question caller. So you're kind of like, why are you even calling? So it'll be like, hi, I'm Carrie from Bar Harbor. And I was just wanting to know, you're a children's book writer. So does that mean you write books for kids? And then you're like, yeah, it is.
That's hilarious. You know what we should do one day? I just had this idea.
What?
Well, they always screen the callers, right?
No, not always.
No?
No, well, it's like it depends.
Well, either way, this will work. If they screen, you just BS your way through it.
Right.
But then when the actual host picks up the line, you're like, I'm calling number 4! I won! Oh, my God! Like that.
To NPR?
Heck yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that would be beautiful.
The stuffiest program you can find
out
there.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so awesome.
Keep going until they can find
they
the
cut you off.
To interject.
And then you know what they do? They do the fake host chuckle. Well, wasn't that fun?
And then when they were like, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't want to be like, you suck. Yeah, we're doing that.
Oh, no.
That could just be a random thought right there.
What?
We could record that.
Oh.
Interaction.
That.
On the phone.
I feel bad.
Why?
Well, because I have a lot of guilt.
About?
And empathy.
You're not hurting. You took 3 minutes away from a radio program and probably made somebody chuckle on the other end.
I don't know, because it is NPR.
Not every. Look, we just listen to NPR. If we heard that, what would we do?
Laugh hysterically.
Exactly.
But I don't think we're the normal NPR
we're
listeners.
We're not the norm, but when there's other people like us.
Are you sure?
Not exactly.
Are you sure there are other people?
Similarly,
like us?
Yeah, similar.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure, babes. I think we're unique snowflakes.
We are. I'm not a snowflake.
You're a snowflake. Snowflakes are beautiful.
I do melt when it's hot out, but that's just because I'm sweet.
Do you remember the song, chocolate. It's Getting Hot in Here, So Take Off All Your Clothes?
Yeah. It's not that hot, babe.
How is that even a song?
You know, what? That is a never-ending list.
Of songs?
How is that ever a song?
I don't know, man. It's getting hot.
I think
hot
I just sang a bar of one for you yesterday.
So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot.
Come on,
take
Eileen.
My clothes off. Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, was that ever a song?
Did it say anything other than, come on, Eileen, oh, I swear, oh, Eileen, something, something, oh, Eileen.
Yeah, it's of
come
course
on,
it said other stuff.
Come on, Eileen. Come on.
That's a naughty song.
Oh, my gosh. And there goes another random thought. Jeez.
No.
Yes. I'm, no. Oh, no, we're done. We're done.
No.
We're done. I have control.
Writing tip of the pod. There is an old Bustle article about the 13 most annoying writers you'll ever meet.
We have that on the website, the link.
If you go read it, come back. Please come back. As a matter of fact, Carrie, you should put that link at the bottom. And we were thinking about pretentiousness because of our random thought in the car, all about NPR voices, etc. And there were a lot of brilliant, annoying writer types on there like that. Well,
there was also, can I say this one because I like it?
Sure.
There's the writer who loves to bemoan the difficulty of his craft.
And the writer who doesn't write.
I know a lot of those. And there's also the writer who name drops like it's going out of style. Have you met them yet, Shawnee?
Well, I've tagged along with you a bit, so I think I've overheard a few names hitting the floor.
Sean and I are not name droppers, so we find it really hysterical. I mean, I know it's annoying, but we find it hysterical when those ultra schmoozers are name drop, name drop, name drop. Like, there was one person who came to the Bar Harbor Book Festival once. We're not going to say who that person was, but I legit swear they said M.T. Anderson, Andrew Smith, Amy, and they also, Amy King, and they also said Z. Brewer all in like less than a minute. I was dying.
Really?
Yeah, I was dying inside because I'm like, dude, I know all of them too. It's not that big a deal that you're good. You are beautiful without knowing the other writers. You're okay. It's all insecurity.
Nobody's going to put a dollar in your pocket because of other writers that you know.
I don't know.
Just
sometimes.
Remember that. But they didn't really list the pretentious writers. The pretentious writers, exactly.
In that Bustle article, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Within that Bustle article, they didn't really list the pretentious writers exactly, but they did list the esoteric writer who only reads things in German, even though I write in English. Or do they write in German too?
I beg all of you, don't intentionally try to be pretentious. That doesn't mean that big words are bad. It doesn't mean that deep thought is bad. It's the opposite, really. It's just own your own thoughts and let them be relatable to intellectuals and non-intellectuals. The ability to create a story that resonates is more than making yourself sound like you teach at Harvard. It's about authenticity and truth. Gabby's barking.
That's okay. She'll stop soon. To write truth, You have to live truth.
Ooh, deep thought. So what's the condensed writing tip of the pod, Sean Kelly?
Don't pretend to be something you aren't. Don't surround yourself with people who are just like you.
Especially if they're pretentious.
That's for sure.
Why is that? That's my theme.
Because then all your parties will be boring and suck.
You know, it's really true. You know, someone once said to me, they were like, I love your parties because it's so many random people who don't get together often.
Do we ever have pseudo-pretentious
people. But do you know what I mean, man?
Yeah. Like,
we kind of...
We get all cross-sections.
Yeah. It's cool.
Heck yeah.
Because, you know, when everyone's the same as you, you know what that is?
Boring.
And do you evolve as a person or as a writer when everybody else thinks the exact same?
No, it's too limited. You don't experience life. That's like, okay, here's, we're going to put out a general invitation to our Christmas party this year. Holiday. Except we're not going to tell you what day it is. Okay, it's a holiday party. Because at our party, we've got welfare to billionaire. All sections of life.
Dude, is that a tagline?
I just made it up.
I think it's... Did you really make that up out of your head?
Yes. Gabby, hush. She's not listening.
She totally likes the tagline. She's just like saying that she's...
Do you not believe I didn't make it up?
It's brilliant. I just made it up. It's super brilliant. You're amazing.
I didn't even cap out a millionaire. I went to billionaire.
I know, that was so well done.
I know.
So proud of you, honey.
People change. Dog tip for life. You guys might not have heard it, but my dog bark right there was so authentic that Gabby started barking at me. So, right after I got her to quiet down with my gentle tuck... Sparty said to Gabby, and I was just listening in. I hadn't even had a chance to talk to him yet. He said, dude, stop it. Live your life without trying to impress others. Just be you. You know, normally you're just trying to get petted, getting hair all over the place.
Fur.
Fur. Fur. Sparty's got hair. Gabby's got fur. Because Sparty's half human.
He is. He's a shifter dog.
He's got fair. Oh, half fair.
That's
half
clever. Have you? What fair. Is that? What is that show where everyone, the stoners, are on? On HBO or Netflix with Kathy Bates.
Oh, where they like sell the weed? They own a weed shop?
That that pot dispensary.
Yeah.
We don't know the name.
We've never seen it, actually. That's why we can't remember the name.
There's these two characters on there, and they're totally stoneheads, right?
Oh, yeah. But I don't
Dabby
remember.
Dabby and
yes,
Dank.
Dank and Dabby.
All right. So Dank and Dabby are this couple, and they're totally stoned, but they have, like, this YouTube channel and 8 billion followers. Stop snapping at the dog, Sean. Anyways, the lady is always, like, to the man who comes out with these, like, stoner revelations, and she's always like, oh, baby, you're so brilliant. And I kind of feel like we're channeling them in this
sometimes
podcast.
but don't they do the video pod type thing?
Yeah, that's what
called?
I said. The video podcast.
Oh, you
it's
did?
Like a yeah on YouTube.
Oh,
and
sorry.
It's not just audio.
Sparty and I were having a brain to brain moment.
Sparty's right here.
Watch this.
I wish you could see it. Sean is pointing his finger at Sparty, and Sparty just
that
sat.
Was just to get his attention, but once he looked into my eyes, what did he do?
He sat down.
It's because that's what I told him to do.
Dude, you're brilliant.
With my brain.
With your brain.
Watch this.
Don't do it to me. Oh man, that's wrong. So for more tips that go with this podcast, check out carriejonesbooks.blog or the RSS feed for Dogs Are Smarter Than People, where you will see more intellectual style writing tips and life tips than this goofiness. Also, you can find out more about my writing coach services and find out more about my middle grade book, Stoppers, which is a fantasy series that's kind of like a cross between Harry Potter and Percy Jackson, but with more heart. Anything else you want to say, mister?
I've been censored. She said, don't say anything. This is the professional part. But just in case you didn't hear it, Carrie does have, and she is the most amazing writing coach service available for you. I couldn't just let her plug herself all night. Goodbye.
There's something so wrong with you. Thank you for listening. And if you like us or you just feel badly for us, give us a review or a follow on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcast service you use. Thank you.
Good night.